We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We are beginning a new Masechta Sukkah. Masechta Sukkah discusses the Sukkah, sitting in a Sukkah, the building of a Sukkah, how it's supposed to be built, and then we have later on about the Esrig and the Lulav, the Dalmidim, and then at the end of the Masechta handles some more things like the Hashanah Rabbah and other things like that. And really the question is, why does it start with Sukkah? Why doesn't it start with Dalet Minim? And why should it start with Dalet Minim? Because in the Psukim, it says first about the Dalet Minim, and afterwards, two Psukim later, it says about Sukkah. So that should be first. Another question is that Sukkah is less. There's less to write about it. Each of the Minim have one Mishnah. So also, and Mashenk and Sukkah is two Prakim of Sukkah. So usually, the Gemara always takes care of the small things first, then goes to the big things. This is the Aruch that has two questions. So he answers, the reason is because in the Seder Hayoim, the first thing you do is build the Sukkah and sit in the Sukkah, and then comes the Dalet Minim. Therefore, that is the reason why the Masechta is set up this way. You find the Yuma, the same idea, and Yuma also. It starts with the Shivas Yom and Kodim and Kippurim, then it goes to the whole Seder Avodah Yom Kippurim, and then it goes into fasting Yom Kippur. That's the Masechta's goal in the Seder of how it goes. And therefore, it starts with Sukkah. Sukkah, Dr. Mishnah, Sukkah she gevayel amayla ma'esim amma. Sukkah, that it's higher, the schach is higher than 20 amas, psula. The halach is, it's not a kosher sukkah. Sukkah has to be 20 amas or lower, within 20 amas or lower, to be a kosher sukkah. And the Gemara will explain why, a few reasons why. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, who the argues holds it's kosher. V'she'en ha gevayel asara tfachim, if it's not 10 tfachim high, or v'she'en lo shalosh dvanas, doesn't have at least three walls, and or if the schach is not so full and there's more sun than shade, then also psula. So there's four different psulim according to the Tanakhama, at least in our Mishnah. Either it's higher than 20 amas, or lower than 10 tvachim, or it doesn't have three walls, or if it's chamasa meruba mitzilasa, then the halacha is that it's pasul. Now Rashi explains everything is learned down in the Gemara, different reasons, besides for chamos of ruvim and tzilsa, that's more sun than shade, that's not a limud. Rashi says it's a svara. And the svara Rashi says is that it's a muet batel b'roiv. Rashi learns it's like a bitel b'roiv. Look at the schach. There's more shade, there's more openings than schach. So it's batel b'roiv, and therefore it's k'misha einoi. And Rashi says the whole sukkah is called Hashem as schach, and therefore it's pasul. The Achrayim will ask that doesn't a bitel b'roiv only applies if something's mixed up. You can't see what's what. But here, if the schach is nikah for Yasvei, how do you say it's bottle of a roiv? A bit of a roiv on that. So Ritzchias asks a kasha, and he answers up here the Ran. The Ran says, when we say here that the chamasa is merub mitzilsa, therefore the muet is bottle of a roiv, the schach is bottle of a roiv, it doesn't mean on the place where the schach is, on the roof. It means the shade on the bottom, that's the thing that's bottle of a roiv. And there it's not a davash yesh by mamish, there's a nikah for Yasvei. So you look at the bottom there, and there's no. If you look at the whole thing, roiv of it is sun, and therefore the shade is bottle of a roiv. If you look at the bottom, it doesn't apply to say it's nicker.
One also.
What?
One also can shade.
So that's a different discussion, which tomorrow will handle about causing shade.
What?
No, I know, but this is sun straight on top. Well, whatever the case is, that the halacha is you have to have, schach has to be roiv to do the shade itself. That's the halacha. So according to in that case, where there's a case where the schach is making the shade, it has to be that it can't be chamasa meruba mitzilasa.
You can't base
the Talmud on the 3 and 4. That's the Ram is really, that's really a Gemara. The Gemara says if it's 50-50 or so, it's pasul. Why? Because the Metzias is that if you have 50-50 on the schach, it'll be more sun on the bottom. So anyway, you go with the bottom, you go with the floor. You're asking Kasha what up the walls, it's a good question, but that's not going to change in this discussion. It's a good question. HaKaparam, those are the psulim of our Mishnah. And the first discussion of our Gemara will discuss this psul of Gevoya Lemayel Mes Mama, that the schach is higher than 20 amas. We'll discuss different parts of that psul. So it says in our Mishnah that what's the halacha? It's possible. And when asked from the same lashon, the same halacha in Mesechus Erevin, that they are using a different lashon. Zok to Gemara, Tanan Hasam, went in the first Mishnah, Mesechus Erevin, Mavu Shu Gevoya Mes Mama. We know from Mesechus Erevin that there are three different reshuyos. There's the house, then in front of the house they had a courtyard, and then in front of the courtyard they had an alleyway a lot of times to get into Rishus HaRabim. So a lot of times in a courtyard there was a few houses open to courtyard, so you needed an Erev to make it into one. And then into an alleyway, you sometimes had a bunch of different courtyards open to an alleyway, and you needed something called shituf mevayis, a different type of erev to make you one regarding the alleyway. And it says that in the alleyway, which has three walls, really it's midaraisa or shusha yachid, but since everyone uses that to go into shusha rabim, it looks like a shusha rabim a little bit. And people might think you're allowed to carry from shusha rabim, or you're allowed to carry from a chatzah, from a courtyard to a shusha rabim. Therefore, they're misakin to put a lechi or a kaira that's either a vertical pole or a horizontal pole in front of the mavi to show everyone, to be a sign that this is a mavi, not a shusha rabim. So the halacha is that the kaira, in the Mishnah says, the kaira has to be within 20 amas. It can't be higher than 20 amas. Tanhasa, mavi shu gavoya masam ama, a mavi that the doorway is higher than 20 amas. You might make it lower, put the kaira lower, and because higher than Esr Amos is not kosher. And Lashon it says you might. Rabbi Yudayim Einet Tzarech, you don't have to. So instead of saying Pasul and kosher, it says you might or Einet Tzarech Lamait. So Mara's a kosher, Maishtu Gabi Sukkah, the Tani Psula. Why by Sukkah does it say Pasul and kosher? Or Maishtu Gabi Mavi, you turn it to Kanta. And why by Mavi does it say Takana? It says you might. What's the difference? Let it say both places you might, both places Pasul. So Mara has two terutzim. The first terutz is Sukkah de araisa tani psula. Sukkah, which is mid de araisa. So we know there's a halacha of sukkah already before this Mishnah is written. So therefore, we're saying that if you make it lamaila, it's pasul. That sukkah's pasul. Mashenkei mavui. The first Mishnah in Erevin is the first time we're hearing about mavui, about a mavui and a kaira. So therefore, it doesn't apply. The lashon pasul doesn't apply because we don't even know what it is yet. So therefore, it says Takanta. So Sukkah derives Tanah Psula. Mavi derabanan, Mavi that we don't know about as halacha yet. So therefore, Tanah Takanta. You don't say Pasul when you don't know this halacha yet. This is the halacha. Saying halacha, by the way, when you make it smaller. That's how Rashi learns what the difference between the Raisa and the Rabbanan is. Taisus actually has different pshatim in why it says Pasul or not regarding the Raisas, and some of them have to do with one of the pshatim tais is that yemayit is losa chumra derabanan and psula is master of something stronger. That's a psula deraisa. That's tais's pshat. What we said Rashi's pshat. The boy is saying, not a teretz, but the raisa not mitana the kanta. On the raisa also would have said the kanta. Like for example, by sukkah would have said make it lower. But miu sukkah the nefisha milsa pasta and psula. Sukkah has four different psulim in our mishnah, and if you want to say a tekanta by all of them, you would have to say a different type of tekan of each one. Sukkah. That the Maila Magvaya Master Rama, you have to say you might. Any Gavaya Sar Tacham, you have to say make it higher. Three walls supposed to make it, you have to make a wall. And Hamas, you have to add Tzchach. So everything would have been a different takana, a different option, and a different way of fixing it. And therefore, it's just one Lashon Psula which covers everything. It's one Lashon Psula which covers everything. Now, Mashenkin, Suk, Mashenkin, Erevin, it's only one Psul. Mavid Leinafis Mile Tanin Dekanta. With Mavui, that it's not a lot of things. There in the Mishnah Mavui only talks about something that's Lamaila me Esr Mamo or Lamata, or the Mavui is less than 10 Tvachim. There it uses one Lashon, Yemait, because that could apply for both of them, and therefore it gives a Takana. So the second Teretz is that only says a Takana if it could be used for all four things. You want to teach someone a Mishnah in a short version, it shouldn't be too confusing. Like it says in the Gemara Pesachim that Yishana Odom Talmid Derech Ksara, always teach your Talmud the Gemara in a way that's a short way and he can understand it easy. So here that is teaching us over here. Therefore, it says one Lashon Psula in Sukkah and Mashenkin Erevin. It says a Lashon of Tekanta. So the Gemara Vayter. So now I want to go into what's the reason why. Sukkah, that's a Milam Esr Amma, is Taka Pasul. What is the reason for this Pasul? Why does the Schach have to be within 20 Amas? What's the Pshat? Minoan and Mili, what's the Makar? So Gemara is going to bring three different Makaris. Gemara is going to bring Rabba, Rab Zera, and Rava. Minoan and Mili, Omer Rabba, Omer Kra. It says in the Pasuk regarding Sukkahs, it says, the man yedu derisechem ki resukos hashafti esbrei Yisrael, but yitzio yisam eretz mitzrayim ani Hashem elekechem. The Pasuk says, you should sit in a sukkah in order that you should remember that Hashem put you in a sukkah when you went out of Mitzrayim. Now, with Darshan, Pasuk Pshah, the Pasuk means that the whole mitzvah of sukkah is a zecher, lanani akavid, let's say, it's a zeichah for what went through the midbar. That's pasuk pshat. But we make another drasha that even right now when I'm sitting in the sukkah, I have to realize I'm sitting in the sukkah. Until 20 Amos, when a person's sitting in the structure, he realizes he's sitting in a sukkah. And remember, like we spoke out from Rashi before, sukkah means the schach. The sukkah is called Hashem HaSchach. The ikar thing that is the sukkah is the schach. And therefore, you have to know you're sitting in a sukkah, you have to see the schach. So, Tol Arasavam Adam Yedeya Shu Dar B'Sukkah. Higher in 20 Amos, ain't on midayah shadar b'sukkah. Doesn't realize he's sitting in a sukkah. He cannot. His eyes is too high for him to register that he's sitting in a sukkah. The schach is too high that to register he's sitting in a sukkah. Like we said, because the whole sukkah is al shem haschach, and that's too high.
Schach allowed to be lower in.
What?
Schach allowed to be in.
What do you mean in?
So you have
high boards. And hutzim yared. Very good question. The Moran Abdal talks about hutzim yared. It means that some things are. Listen, the Moran Abdal talks about a case. We have a sukkah 20 amas high, and things are all. What's this question?
You have a board.
Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's not like on top of the wall. It's not like a lechi. It's not like in a kaira. Yeah, it's kosher. Yeah. As long as you have walls, the schach can be lower. Akaponim.
You have your problem, then you end up.
So the first pshat is that higher than 20 amis, you don't realize the schach. So that's one pshat. That's Rabbi's pshat. Rabbi Zera Omar, a different pshat. It says in the pasuk, Mahachim, this pasuk. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya that's talking about La'asad Lavai, and it's talking about how there'll be wars around the Klai Yisrael, but in Yerushalayim, everyone will be safe. And it says, "V'sukkah tiyeh letzel yoyimah mecharev, ulamachse ulamistam ezerem umwater." Everyone in Yerushalayim will be safe, b'shas, la'os lov, b'shas Mashiach comes. So we use Lashon Sukkah there, and we say, "Tiyeh letzel yoyimah mecharev," from the heat. So we darshan like this, Abzerah is pshat like this, "Ad esem amah, odom yeshev etzel sukkah." Until 20 amas, the sukkah, the schach, is the shade. Lemaila me'esim amma, once the schach is higher than 20 amas, and the walls are higher than 20 amas, ain't adam yoshev v'tzel sukkah, el v'tzel tfonis. Then already, you're not sitting in the shade of the sukkah, you're sitting in the shade of the walls, not the shade of the sukkah. And it says that sukkah tiyah letzel, sukkah has to be letzel. So here, if it's more than 20 amas high, so you're not sitting in the sukkah anymore, you're not seeing it's in the shade of the schach anymore, you're seeing the shade of the walls, and therefore it's not kosher. I can ask me, you know, if the sukkah is 4,000 feet wide, so then, even if it's 20 amas high, you'll be sitting in the shade of the sukkah. So the Gemara will basically to qualify this on our base, that could be tzedafka if it's 4x4, the sukkah. So when a sukkah is 4 amas by 4 amas, that is where you're not sitting in the tzel of the schach, you're sitting in the shade of the walls. But only Abaya, Abaya is a kasha on Rav Zera's pshat. Amli Abaya, Ela miyata, ha'izit sukhosev ashtres kanayim. If someone builds a sukkah in the valley of ashtres kanayim, which means two tall mountains on each side, and he's in the valley, ha'kanayim lo have a sukkah? He says it's not a sukkah because he's not in the shade of the schach, he's in the shade of the mountains on the side. So Amalei, Dal Ashtres Kanayim Ikat Sel Sukkah. Without the outside factor of the valley, you'd be in Sel Sukkah. Hacha, Dal Defonis like a Sel Sukkah. Here, without the walls, you would not have Sel Sukkah. He's answering like this. That there it's a kosher sukkah. It's a sukkah's made letzel. It happens to be you're in a place where there's no sun, because it's a valley. Masha'inkin, in this case, where it's 20 amas high, wherever you are, you don't have tzel of the schach. It's a flaw in the sukkah itself that there's no shade from the schach itself. Now, the kash of the Ritva asks over here in this Gemara is that, what do you mean that there's no tzel? You're telling me the sun's straight up in the sky, the schach, no matter how high it is, the walls won't help you anything. If the sun is straight up and by noon, high noon, the sun's right on top of you, you always have tzel. That's what Ritva asks. So Ritva answers, says, in Yemei Tishrei, in time of Sukkah, the sun is always on an angle to the side. And there, if it's 20 amas high, the walls will be causing the shade and not the schach.
Doubt the families. Like
it's
a sukkah,
down
the
funnest,
you don't have a sukkah.
Yeah, but we're just showing that regarding the shade, without the funnest, you wouldn't have shade the sukkah. You're right, you wouldn't have a sukkah at all, but you need a shade. What? No, but down the funnest means we're out of your wall, sounds like, but that's not the point. The point is you have to have shade from the schach. That's the point of the Gemara. So Gemara so far has two pshatim. two pshatim in why you need with the 20 amos. Either because you have to realize you're sitting in a sukkah and you can't see the schach. Number two is because it has to be for shade, for tzeil, and more than 20 amos high, already the walls are doing the tzeil, not the schach itself. But Rav Amar, Rav is the third pshat. From this pasuk, it says in the pasuk of sukkahs teishu shivas yomim that the sukkah is supposed to be a 7-day structure. Omer Torah kol shivas yomim same adiras kvar, leave your house, shav adiras aray, and go live in a temporary dwelling. So ad ezrim ama until 20 amas high, odom oisa dirasa adiras aray. Until 20 amas high, it's possible to make the structure a temporary structure. But once you have to make the schach 20 amas high, it has to be a very strong structure, and it's not going to be a temporary structure anymore. Any other way, to make a structure that's 20 amas high, has to be a stronger structure, and then it's going to be a kva. So Mar Zakasha, that also, if you make walls out of iron, because now it's a diras kva, it's a solid structure. Amalei, until 20 amas, until 20 amas, where it's possible to make a temporary structure. So also because that's bechlam asayim ala. But since it's possible to be a temporary structure, so it's kosher. That you have to make it kavua. You have to make it strong. Then even if you make it temporary, it won't work. And basically he's saying is, it's a shear. When it's, the Torah says it has to be a diras ara, it's teaching us a shear, a type of structure has to be. And since usually a 20 amah structure has to be solid, the Torah is saying that's not called diras ara. Masha enkein, if it's less, since it's possible diras ara, so therefore even if you make a diras kva, it's not a psul. Now there's a very important Tosfos here that talks about, are you allowed to make schach so thick that no rain will get in? Is that a problem of deer's kva? And Tosfos, it's a whole Tosfos, you can learn it up. But Tosfos, in the end of Tosfos, brings down the aside that the whole heter to make metal walls, only the walls. But a schach can't be solid schach. That it can't be already. If rain can't get in, it's not a kosher schach. And it's brought down lahalacha as one of the stadim, schach v'shainim. The very tam sheet is that you can't make schach so thick that rain can't get in. And it's very big nafkminis lahalacha, ayin in simen tof reish lamed aleph sif gimel.